It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Odette, good evening to you. Well, afternoon, rather, and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Today we're talking forgiveness and redemption. Very interesting combination there, forgiveness and redemption, especially in the context of the Republic, people that we live with today. Very, very interesting combination. Do talk to us, what's on your mind when we speak of forgiveness and redemption?
Yes, we want to thank God for a powerful topic today. You see, forgiveness, it's not something that is made from human. It is divine. It is a gift that comes from God. And redemption, it presupposes that something has been lost and it needs to be won back. So these acts, both of these words, depend on the divine hand. So it's a very interesting topic today.
Indeed. Can someone truly be forgiven for committing sin, or is the stain of sin permanent?
Can someone be forgiven?
That's right. Can you really be forgiven if you murder somebody, for example? I'm thinking of something of the Ten Commandments. It says, thou shalt not commit murder. If you commit murder, can you ever be forgiven for murdering somebody, or will you forever be regarded as a murderer? Oscar Pistorius in South Africa murdered his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. Will we ever see him as anything but a murderer of his own girlfriend?
Humanly speaking, without divinity, it's very hard to forgive, because humanity by nature, like we've been learning the whole week, we are so sinful. But it is possible to forgive when there is a divine hand that has come upon man. You remember in the prayer of cry of Jesus, when he was teaching his disciples, he says, forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. It is a divine hand that helps people to forgive. So it is possible to those that have been touched by divinity.
Seeing that it has become very difficult for people to forgive, and I keep on giving examples of South Africa because they have been made so popular, the issue of forgiving, it has been a very difficult thing for South Africans, particularly those who have relatives and family members who have suffered under apartheid. To an extent, some have said, no, it's not really necessary. Forgiveness is not necessary for redemption. Those who had committed atrocities, they don't really need your forgiveness. They will be redeemed anyway. And hence my question, is forgiveness necessary for redemption, or can redemption be achieved through other means?
Forgiveness is necessary for redemption. Why? Yesterday, I pointed a point on the issue of eternal damnation, eternal destruction. So hell has been made for those people who have committed sins that we cannot avenge ourselves. Okay. And at the end of everything, God is going to avenge for men who are powerless to do to revenge. Mm. So answering your question, we will see that it is necessary to forgive. Forgiveness is necessary. Why? Because God will avenge for us where we cannot.
Right. Okay. So the act of seeking forgiveness for personal sin requires a certain level of humility and introspection.
Yes, that act, it really requires a lot of humility and introspection, because In order for you to be possible to forgive, to say, I've forgiven someone, it comes from God. It is a gift. So for those that have that heart, they need to be humble, because you cannot be able to forgive when you're not humble. So you need that humility that comes from above so that you can be able to do that act.
Mm. So how can one learn from their mistakes and seek redemption without falling into a guilty cycle?
It is a very interesting thing to cite the story of David, a man who God loved so much, a man who we know that was a sinner. You remember He was an adulterer. He was a murderer.
Right.
But Psalm 51 says that, create in me a clean heart, O God. Why? Because my sin is ever before me. So taking it from the case study of David, you realize that it is possible that a sinful man can live a life of forgiveness,
right,
like what David experienced.
And then we talk about acknowledging. Does acknowledging the seeking of forgiveness for personal sin require any restitution for harm caused?
Yes. Acknowledgement now, in biblical terms, comes to the fact of confession. Nobody is going to be saved if he or she does not acknowledge where she or he has sinned. So acknowledgement of sin, to accept that indeed I've messed up, I need someone to clean up, that's a step for someone to enter salvation.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So how can one find hope? Mfundis, are you there?
Hello, I can hear you now.
Yes, we're looking for hope. We're talking about redemption. The idea is we'd love to be redeemed from all of our unrighteousness. How can one find hope to be redeemed one day?
Hope in redemption, it's not seen. It is believed through the word of God. Romans chapter 10, 17 says, faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. So hope is only found in Jesus. And that Jesus is behind the veil, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. So for redemption to be possible, we need to believe in the word of God.
Right.
What he says, his promises are sure and true. We might not touch them. We might not see them. But belief will make one day for people to be redeemed.
Right, right. Okay, I hear you. I hear you. I do hope that we will be able to get over the sense of guilt, Mfundis. That's what always hits many people, the sense of guilt and sometimes not being forgiven. Some people telling you, I will never forgive you. And you wonder, if that person says they will never forgive me, does it mean God has not forgiven me? All those things keep that sense of guilt in there, and it does help to hear the answers you're giving. And thank you very much, Mfundis, for that. Please pray for us as we close, Mfundis.
Thank you so much. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful for the week that you've given us, studying on a topic that is very important in our lives. We are troubled with sin. We are troubled with guilty. But we thank you for the message today, which was talking about forgiveness and redemption. How much we pray that you give us the faith to believe that you can forgive us even when we are guilty of sin. Help those who have been listening and even our presenters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Odette. Appreciate your time. May you enjoy your Sabbath.
God bless you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.